The town of Vernon has a lot at stake in the proposed sale of the Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant. When the plant was running, the town's economic well-being, as well as its very identity, was tied up in the company. And now, as a commercial demolition company seeks approval to tear the facility down, the people in Vernon are preparing for life after Vermont Yankee. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has this report.
Corey Daniels has worked at Vermont Yankee for more than 20 years, and he's standing in the control room of the nuclear power plant. Daniels says it used to be a pretty busy place.
It's where the reactor would be controlled from. It's where the control rods would be operated from. It's where the recirculation pumps would be adjusted. So when the plant was operating, crew on shift was about 10 people in the control room at any given moment.
Daniels had a tracheotomy, and that's why his voice sounds like that. At one point, more than 600 people worked at VY. Today, there's only a couple of dozen left.
Now, as you can see by looking around, there's no one in here. I'm watching, I would say, the last 30 or so people who had spent most of their careers taking care of the facility. It is definitely a change.
And if the state of Vermont approves the pending sale, at some point next year, they'll start tearing the plant down. It might take up to 10 years to decommission it and cart away all the metal and concrete and glass. After all that work is done and the plant is gone, the town of Vernon wants to know what's next.
So we'll convene this special meeting of the Vernon Planning Commission for the purpose of discussing the economic analysis done by SE Group. And he called it market research.
Vernon's in the middle of a multi-year exercise to try to figure out how it can survive the closure and decommissioning of Vermont Yankee. Some people in town want to develop the road that leads down to VY to create a village center, which Vernon has never really had. And the town is working with North Star Services, which is the company that wants to decommission VY, to figure out what to do with the more than 100 acres around the plant. They've had plenty of meetings and studies, and they're trying to create a vision for Vernon. Bob Spencer is chairman of the Planning Commission, and at a recent meeting, he said he had some reservations about a plan to try to bring in more housing.
In a way, it's so pie in the sky with rerouting roads and multifamily and single family and some resident, some commercial. So my takeaway was that although they look good and it sounds like good, is it really in the best interest financially of the town?
Because, you see, here's the deal. Vernon has lost a major economic engine, and the town's tax base took a huge hit when the plant closed. But Vernon is also dealing with all of the same demographic challenges as every other town in Vermont. Young folks are leaving, the school population isn't growing, there's no future in retail, and bringing new industry to town is a lot of work. Vernon Select Board Chairman Josh Unruh says the impact of the plant's closing has given the town a lot to think about.
As a town, we put a lot of time and energy into understanding what this means to us because it's new to us. You know, we're all lay people. We all know the nuclear industry just from it being here. But decommissioning is totally new, and we wanted to make sure that everything that was happening throughout this process was going to be what was best for Vernon.
When Vermont Yankee first closed, Vernon went through a very rough patch. The town lost $1 million in tax revenue, and they had to cut their police department and some staff and services. It was ugly. But longtime Vernon resident Patty O'Donnell says the dust has settled somewhat. Time has healed most of the wounds, and O'Donnell says the people in Vernon are trying to move on.
You know, when you wake up one day and your whole world has changed, it's an adjustment. It takes a little while to try to figure out what direction you're going to go. And we're on our way to a new future. We don't have the anger and frustration that we had in the very beginning. And we've done it. We're surviving. So I think that's a big... It's a big thing for the town of Vernon, and I'm very proud of the people in this town.
North Star Services says it can take down the idle nuke plant in less than 10 years. Under the original plan, it could have taken decades. Vernon fully supports the proposed sale, and the town is eager to see it happen. State regulators are expected to make a decision on the sale of Vermont Yankee very soon. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Vernon.